Senate Republicans and President Bush were frustrated today in the bitter battle over the nomination of Miguel Estrada for a seat on the Federal Appeals Court in Washington, D.C. Republican leaders tried to end a Democratic filibuster that has prevented the Senate from voting on Estrada's nomination, but the effort fell 5 votes short of the 60 votes needed to end debate. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Republicans knew ahead of today's showdown that they would not have enough votes to stop the filibuster. For a time, it seemed likely they'd set aside the nomination rather than take the public defeat. But in a shift of strategy, the GOP leadership decided to put the Democrats on record using a filibuster. Moments before the so-called cloture vote was held, Majority Leader Bill Frist warned his colleagues to be prepared to do it again.
We will vote on cloture again and again. And let me be clear. The majority will press for an up or down vote on this nominee until Miguel Estrada is confirmed. The fight for justice is just beginning.
In a written statement after the vote, President Bush angrily called the decision to sustain the filibuster a disgrace. The president called the Democrats' tactics unfair and an injustice and vowed to stand by Estrada until the 41-year-old Honduran immigrant is sworn in as a judge. But Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle said he and most of his fellow Democrats would not agree to an up or down vote on the nomination because Estrada has not sufficiently answered their questions and had failed to turn over memorandums he'd written while working in the Solicitor General's office.
We have asked for two things, that he answer the questions, preferably before the Judiciary Committee, and that he turn over the documents. Anything short of that simply does not suffice.
Daschle also downplayed an offer made yesterday by White House General Counsel Alberto Gonzalez to have Estrada meet one-on-one with Democrats.
These meetings are welcome, but there is a great skepticism that they're nothing more than a public relations ploy and will not provide the information any more than the past meetings have.
Estrada did meet once with the Senate Judiciary Committee when Democrats controlled that panel last fall. Majority Leader Frist was asked today whether another such hearing with Estrada might take place to break the impasse.
I don't think it's necessary, and I don't make that decision. I wouldn't rule it out. I just don't think it's necessary.
The senator who would decide on another hearing for Estrada is Orrin Hatch, the Republican chair of the Judiciary Committee. He indicated today he may be willing to take that step.
I'll do anything to get my colleagues on the other side to open their minds and look at this and to come to a conclusion that allows an up and down vote. So I'll look at anything, and I'm certainly looking at that. In fact, it's one of my suggestions that we consider.
In the meantime, Majority Leader Frist says he plans to move ahead with other legislation in the Senate, such as consideration of a ban on certain abortions that opponents call partial birth abortions. Frist said he would also keep moving ahead on other judicial nominations.
We're not going to let them bring the United States of America to a halt because of their cavalier filibuster. And so you'll see us consider other judges.
Republicans say they expect there may be more Senate Democrats than the four who voted today to end the filibuster, who may eventually come over to their side and support an up or down vote on Estrada. But Minority Leader Daschle says he's confident that won't happen.
I don't expect this vote to change with regard to the diminution of votes. If anything, we'll add to the vote we had today.
Daschle did not say whether he would use a filibuster again against other judicial nominees in the months to come, but today's vote made it clear that at least for now, there are enough Democrats to make that weapon effective. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.